Hi, everyone, and welcome to the What's Happening in HGS podcast. I'm Nicole Reed, and with me today is Hossam Ahmad and Nicole Guild.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, Nicole. Glad to be here. We are excited to share upcoming events transpiring throughout the month of April because
it's Earth Month!
And time to learn about and engage in sustainability activities.
Do you want free and fabulous compost for your garden right from CSU's own composting facility? Need to get rid of that old computer and other electronic waste cluttering up your basement?
Do you have clothing you no longer wear? Want to learn about the importance of bees and pollination?
We will be sharing just a few of the upcoming activities, but be sure to visit green.colostate.edu/earth-month for details and more events.
First is the compost giveaway and electronic waste collection. This will take place on Friday, April 8th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the Moby parking lot. Every employee is welcome to bring 2 5-gallon buckets to the Moby parking lot to fill with compost. You can also bring 2 old electronic components such as a computer tower, monitor, old TV, etc. to drop off for free recycling. Simply follow the signs in the Moby parking lot, stay in your car, and volunteers will come to you and help. Again, this event is Friday, April 8th, anytime between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the Moby parking lot.
And if you're gonna go check that event out, you might want to make sure your 5-gallon buckets have lids too.
Also, on Friday, April 8th, from 2 to 3 in the afternoon, is an opportunity to give back to the community by helping clean up the Red Fox Natural Area. Meet at the parking lot at 1810 South Taft Hill to help clean a section of Prospect Road.
The Swap Don't Shop Clothing Exchange will be on Saturday, April 9th in the Lodgepole Courtyard at Aggie Village. Bring gently used clothing to donate or trade for new clothes.
For all of you bicyclists out there, Wednesday, April the 13th is Bike to Breakfast between 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning. Head over to the Newton statue at Pinkin and Center Avenue on campus, where parking and transportation services will provide free coffee, breakfast, and bike map to recognize those who bike to campus.
On Thursday, April 14th from 10 to 11 a.m., starting at the Spoke in the Pavilion, will be a sustainable on-campus walking tour. Join the group to explore and learn about the many sustainability features on campus. Sign up online at the green.colostate.edu/earth-month page and be sure to wear comfortable shoes.
On Wednesday, April 20th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. is the CSU Earth Day Festival. Stop by the Sutherland Sculpture Garden on the LSE West Lawn to join the festivities and visit vendor booths.
And on Friday, April 22nd, from 11 to 1 p.m., will be an Arbor Day celebration and tree planting at the South Campus Diagnostic Medicine Center. This is in celebration of the 150th Arbor Day and the Campus Arboretum. Students, employees, and community members are invited.
The week of April 25th is Food Justice Week, which will include activities on food waste, permaculture farming and food, as well as a hands-on look at the importance of bees and pollination. If you're interested in volunteering to help with food justice on April 29th, at the Rams Food Pantry, Gardens on Spring Creek, Albert Blimper's Farm, Foco Cafe, Cultural Enrichment Center, Village Earth, or the Food Bank of Larimer County, look for the volunteer form toward the bottom of the Earth Month webpage.
Along with the volunteer form, details on all these events and many, many more can be found at green.colostate.edu/earth-month. Again, it's green.colostate.edu/earth-month. Be sure to check it out and come join the festivities to celebrate our Earth.